The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, the statistics would say that there are many of you, ladies, that have had an abortion. You're on this side of your abortion. And though those numbers are tragic and large inside and outside of the church, that doesn't mean that you can't find healing and that you can't find freedom when that's a difficult part of your past. And so when we have an opportunity to talk about that, and we're going to talk about something coming up this Saturday, September 18th, 4 p.m. in Winston-Salem, the amphitheater at Miller Park in Winston-Salem, an opportunity to do something that a lot of women and gentlemen, by the way, you too, have not done, which is to find some level of closure in dealing with the reality of your abortion earlier in life. So a memorial service for victims of abortion this Saturday, September 18th at 4 p.m. being hosted by Not Forgotten Ministries, which was founded by Tori Shaw, who's been on the show before, and it's great to have her back. Tori, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And so much. Thank you so much for putting this on my radar screen and following up so that we can make sure we talk about it. And before we get to the actual memorial that's going to take place this Saturday, the 18th at 4, let's just talk a little bit about Tori, about Not Forgotten Ministries and kind of your own story and what led you to start that.
Sure. Well, when I was 16, I had an abortion and never spoke of it again for 17 years. But just because I didn't speak about it didn't mean it wasn't having a huge impact on my life. And so eventually, with a lot of things happening in my life, God ended up using this part of my story to found my Not Forgotten Ministries. And we are in Winston-Salem, and we're a block away from the Planned Parenthood there. Mm-hmm. We mostly, our goal is to help women who have had abortions and men who have experienced abortion find healing after abortion, because we know if women can find healing, they will not be repeat aborters. So that's one of the main reasons we want to help them find healing. But then, of course, Jesus died for their sins, and he loves them so much. So we want to make sure that they know that, and they don't live years and years and years in so much pain and guilt.
Do you think, Tori, that most women on this side of their abortion are, do they think about finding some kind of closure, some kind of healing, or do they just, is this just going to be a wound, a dark spot in my life that I'm just going to have to carry with me for all my days?
I honestly believe they don't feel they deserve to have any closure.
Yeah.
Mostly women, even if they say that it doesn't bother them that much, I've actually done a survey through the ministry with 140 ladies, and 99% of them said they felt shame and guilt. So I'm pretty sure most women experience that have had an abortion, but most women would say, I don't deserve to find closure. I don't deserve to grieve this baby because it was my choice.
Yeah, and so that's not an unusual thing from a gospel perspective. A lot of us, and I struggle with it myself, once you become aware of your sin, whether it's this particular issue of abortion or anything else, then you don't feel worthy of forgiveness, and it's really difficult to struggle or wrestle with the gospel that you can't earn that. You can't get yourself cleaned up and ready to be presented to the King so that based on your presentation, he's going to accept you. And I think that's really difficult for most of us, but in this case, that must be a particularly difficult thing. So how did you kind of come upon, Tori, at a point in your life, 16 when you had an abortion, it was 17 years later. What was kind of what led to that being able to find some freedom and forgiveness?
It was honestly a friend who was brave enough to share her story, and knowing that I could talk to her because she wouldn't judge me. And that's really one of the things that we are really big about with Not Forgotten Ministries. When we help women find healing, is helping them find ways. It doesn't have to be on the radio or yeah, whatever, but just helping them find ways to share their story, to get the word out that abortion isn't the easy way out. And, you know, in doing so, there's a lot of healing for the women that share, but then they're able to also help other women find healing or help women make a different choice.
Yeah, and that's so important. And that's why sharing stories like the testimony, if you look in the book of Revelation, they overcame him being Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and the power of their testimony. And this is one of those things that we assume so much guilt and shame as a result of it. Not really even. And I think, Tori, do you think most women, were you aware of the fact at 16 and then for those next 17 years of how many other women in the country had actually gone down the same road that you had and had an abortion?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I didn't. And you know, even the day I was there, it's been 22 years now, but the place was filled with people. But in my mind, I was the only one who would ever do something like this, you know, and I didn't know anywhere to reach out. I didn't, you know anyone to speak to. And actually, there's a statistic now that 9 out of 10 women who aware to find healing or that healing even exists.
Yeah, and that's the sad part, and that's why we try to do shows like this as often as we can. We're talking to Tori Shaw, Not Forgotten Ministries, the website, theyarenotforgotten.com, theyarenotforgotten.com. And so what are some of the things, because we're going to talk about in the next segment, Tori, we'll specifically talk about what's going on this Saturday with the memorial service, but what are some tools, what are some resources, what can women expect to find when they talk to somebody like you and folks at Not Forgotten Ministries in terms of healing?
Well, we offer post-abortive Bible studies online and in person. We also are working on creating like a mentor program for women who have had an abortion. They can call and we will be there for them and, you know, connect them with somebody that has been through it, you know, that they can talk to. And then also we have weekend healing retreats twice a year in the spring and the fall. They're completely free and they're for women who have had abortions and they just come for a weekend of healing. Away from the hustle and bustle of life.
Were you surprised, Tori, in your own experience, how much freedom and how much healing you actually were able to experience?
Oh, yeah. I really am a different person. I didn't realize how much it was affecting my life until I started to find healing. And we always talk about how many layers there are. There's so many layers to this healing, so it just continues.
Wow. Yeah, on and on it goes, but what an amazing reality that can be had by anybody. If you're willing to look into it, if you're willing to talk about it and get some help. So what led to this idea of having a memorial service for victims of abortion?
This is actually a nationwide event. Saturday is the National Day of Remembrance for Aborted Babies. And so I'm not sure which organization started this, but they're happening all over the country on September 18th.
All right, so we're going to come back after the break. Tori, I'm going to put you on hold. We're talking to Tori Shaw from Not Forgotten Ministries. TheyAreNotForgotten.com. If you've been down this road already, please go to that website. They want to love you and help you find healing and freedom. We'll find out more when we come back. Here we go. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. National Day of Remembrance, dealing with the people that have been harmed, obviously, when it comes to abortion. Of course, the children, the boys and girls, but moms and dads as well. And so that's what we're talking to Tori Shaw today about. Not Forgotten Ministries, which God led her to start and has been running and blessing people and helping people ever since. It's just a great resource if you've been down the abortion road, and odds are many of you listening to me right now or watching on Facebook or YouTube or have been, okay? You have been. And so the question becomes, have you found healing there? Have you found the forgiveness that Christ offers you? Have you found the ability to be set free and to be able to move forward instead of dragging that behind you all the time? Which can be very, very difficult, very, very challenging. So it's part of National Day of Remembrance, nationaldayofremembrance.org. I just put the link up on Facebook Live so that if you're not in the North Carolina area, if you can't get to the memorial service that Tori and Not Forgotten Ministries is hosting this Saturday in Winston-Salem, then perhaps you can find one that's closer to you. But such an important topic and such an awesome blessing waiting to happen for you this Saturday if you get involved. Tori, again, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So what is this like? I've never been to one. I can't imagine kind of the somber environment that it would create to be doing a remembrance for victims of abortion. Like I said, boys and girls and moms and dads. But paint the picture. Help us understand what's going to be happening this Saturday.
Well, this is our third time doing this, third year doing this, and it's evolved a little bit every year, but we focus more on honoring the babies and just really giving them dignity. They are real people that weren't born, and so we just want to shine a light on that for our community, help people to really, I mean, you know, most people don't really think that much about abortion until it's something they're dealing with.
Right.
And so we're just trying to get in front of people, you know, like say, this is happening in our community, but also just it allows people who have had an abortion the opportunity to grieve their babies and families. You know, I think we forget a lot of times that abortion affects entire families. Mm. And so this gives families the opportunity to come together and honor the preborn babies in their life. You know, if there's singing, there's going to be some dancing this year, guest speaker. So it's not completely somber, but it is just an opportunity to give the babies dignity.
Yeah, and I would imagine that would provide an amazing amount of closure to be able to kind of bring that out with other people. You're all in the same boat. And to be able to express that and to honor those children, it's such a healthy way to do it. And with that camaraderie, because you shouldn't be suffering alone. I think, is Mark Robinson going to be there this year?
He is. He's going to be our guest speaker this year.
Yeah, the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, who is very, very pro-life, very outspoken with his faith. And I'm sure that will be a pretty amazing comments from him. But how many people usually come out and just kind of take us through the order of events and how people get involved this Saturday? It's 4 p.m. in Winston-Salem, by the way. And you can go to the website, theyarenotforgotten.com. That's the Not Forgotten Ministries website, theyarenotforgotten.com. But just to kind of take us through what people can expect to experience when they're there.
So just so everybody will know, you don't have to have had an abortion to come. A lot of people will be there that have not experienced abortion but know this tragedy and want to honor these babies.
That's great.
And, you know, last year I think we had about 75 people there.
Wow.
The year before we were new and then we had probably 30 people there, so we're growing. So I'm expecting it to be a little bit bigger this year. But it is an outdoor event. It is casual. There's, you know, you don't have to wear black or anything. Just come as you are. And we will have a group of young kids leading some worship songs. We're going to have a dance group doing some special dances. And then we always have a time where we lay flowers at the memorial that we create, and everybody can come through and lay a flower. And then, of course, we'll have Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson sharing as well.
Have you had some people there, Tori, that came in the past, and this is the 8th annual one nationally, but you've obviously done a few of these in the past. Have you had people where that's kind of their first foray into really starting to talk about this part of their past?
Yes, all the time. It doesn't matter where I go or what I do. People come out to me, they come up to me and are like whispering to me because they're so ashamed and they feel judged by so many people. And I think that's why this event is really a great opportunity for people to come and grieve, and because they're not going to be judged. We're all there, you know, for the same reason, and we're not going to judge them. But I definitely last year did have someone come up to me at the event, and it was the first time they had really shared anything about it.
Yeah, and as somebody that's spent plenty of time outside of abortion clinics over the last several years with Love Life and with some other groups, it really is. If you haven't been down the abortion road, and even for my fellow guys out there, this is one of the most, to use this pun intentionally, this is really one of the most pregnant spiritual experiences I think you can have in the context of what's happened here in America with respect to abortion. And to be, whether you're across the street from an abortion clinic or at a memorial service like this, I think this helps to resensitize us, Tori, to the reality of what's going on, 61, 62 million babies and counting. And of course, we don't see as many clinical abortions, but with RU486 and the technology that's involved there. But I think it's really important for all of us to just embrace the reality of this and to engage at a deeper level. Certainly, this would be an opportunity to do that, whether you've had an abortion or not.
Right, correct.
And so what time, where is this, just so people understand a little bit? And I put up the map earlier. If you go to the National Day of Remembrance website, that's nationaldayofremembrance.org. So if you can't get to Winston-Salem this Saturday, there's literally hundreds of locations around the country. But what time and what's kind of the just the physical aspect of where it is and everything?
Okay, so the event will start at 4 p.m. and it's outdoor at the Miller Park Amphitheater. If you are in Winston-Salem, and you'd go on Queen Street. There is a parking lot there for the Miller Park, and you can see the amphitheater from the parking lot, so it's not a long walk at all.
Yeah, and the weather looks good for the rest of the week, so that's wonderful. And should they bring anything? Tori, should you bring flowers? Do they actually bring it, or just show up yourself?
Just show up. We have a wonderful friend that provides the flowers, and we will have some things available, you know, information about our ministry, also some little items to sell for fundraising, T-shirts and things. And also, I have written a book, and we'll have that there for sale, too. So
awesome.
There'll be lots of different things for sale to just support our ministry, too.
And then, of course, if you can't make it out there, but you want to start walking down this road and find some healing and some freedom from something that something you've experienced in the past, Not Forgotten Ministries, the website is theyarenotforgotten.com. Theyarenotforgotten.com, Tori Shaw. God bless you, sister. Thank you so much for your ongoing work, and thanks for helping us understand this today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We'll talk again. Thanks so much. And that was Tori Shaw. Theyarenotforgotten.com is the website this Saturday, 4 p.m. in Winston-Salem. But like I said, there's locations all over the country. So this, for many of you, this, and whether you've had an abortion or not, this is something, that's why I incentivize all my students. I give them all kinds of extra credit points. Just come out at least once at the site of an abortion clinic, or in this case of a National Day of Remembrance, a literal memorial service for these children and moms and dads, because I think we all need to have our hearts sensitized to this. Speaking of that, I want to do something that I know would be very difficult, but like Tori, if you've been down this road and you've found healing and freedom and you want to share your story, share that testimony and encourage other women or guys, you as well, if you've been down this road, I want you to call in. I want to dedicate the rest of the show to that, to giving you a chance to share your story. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. A difficult ask, I know. Today we are talking to Tori Shaw from Not Forgotten Ministries. Theyarenotforgotten.com and a memorial service, which is happening all over the country, nationaldayofremembrance.org. I put a link up on Facebook Live. So you can find other locations around the country this Saturday to memorialize and honor these children that lost their lives as a result of abortion. But that's also an opportunity for men and women to find healing and to honor them, whether you've been down the abortion road or not, is not ultimately the point. It's just for us to come out and honor these women, these men that have fought and found healing, and these little boys and girls that didn't get a chance to live the life that the Lord would have chosen for them if they had been allowed to live. So that's obviously very heavy, but something that's very important. And now for the rest of the show, I just want to open up the phones so you can share your story. Tori shared hers. And we need to do this more, the blood of the Lamb and the power of the testimony, as we read in the book of Revelation. And so you never know how God might use what you share to reach somebody else, another woman, perhaps a man. So if you're a guy and you've been down this road and the Lord's done a work in your life with respect to abortion, I want you to call in and share that. 866-348-7884, as always, is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And ladies, if you've gone down this road and you have a story and the Lord's done a work in your life, I want you to call in as well. Or perhaps you've walked along somebody that has found this type of healing and closure after going down the abortion road. But please give a call, and let's make sure we're sharing that with people that need to hear that today. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I was wondering if my friend Carla was going to call in today. Carla, how are you?
Hey, I'm well. How are you, Steve?
I'm good, thank you. And by the way, I am talking to the right Carla, am I not?
You are.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Hey, by the way, when you talk to your son next, please tell him your radio friend said thank you for his service. I think that's awesome.
Oh, thank you. I'm so proud of him. Of course, he decides to pursue things that just kind of stress me out.
Yes. Hey, Mom, I'm going to be a real blessing to your prayer life. Yeah, thanks so much for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for calling in. I know this is really at the center of your heart and something the Lord has used in your life to be a blessing to others, but you had to go down some of these roads yourself, Carla. So share whatever you feel like.
Well, I just wanted to kind of touch on what Tori talked about. You know, she waited 17 years before she told anyone about her abortion. And I waited, I mean, it was 25 years before I found a healing group. And just like she said, most of us have no idea that these things exist, and we feel like we're the only ones who have ever gone through something like this. And the longer that we live in that silence and that shame, the more the enemy just takes what we've done and just uses it against us, to just be in further shame. And so the best thing that ever happened to me, other than, you know, my children, was just finding a healing group and sharing my story with others and realizing that I'm not the only one. You know, we are one in four. And until we can be around others who've gone through the same thing, it's just really beneficial. And I would hate for anybody at this point to not realize that this is something that is available to them.
Yeah, and like Tori was saying, Carla, and you mentioned it, that you kind of go through this, and assuming that you're kind of on an island and there's just not that many people, but you mentioned one in four. So whether 25-30% of women having an abortion, was that really important to kind of find out that you weren't alone? Did that have a huge impact on you?
Yes, it did. Because for the first time ever, I had somebody else that I could share my experience and they could relate. No judgment, no condemnation, nothing. And I listened to their experiences, and I realized that in the end, we may have had different situations and different reasons, but in the end, we were, you know, we were just the same broken women that just allowed this this thing that we did to just beat us up, you know.
Were you surprised, Carla, kind of on the other side of when you first started engaging it and finding some healing and getting involved, were you surprised by how much more healthy you ended up being?
It took a little while to get
there.
I'll be honest, when I was going through recovery, even when I finished the group, I told my husband, you know, I fully understand now that God forgives me, but I don't think I will ever forgive myself.
Right.
And really, it kind of took a work of God to change my heart on that, because I realized it was my pride that was thinking that way. Of course God could forgive me. I asked for his forgiveness. Who am I to continue to hold on to this? I just needed to let it go. And that happened very subtly over time, but it did happen. And I would just encourage other women and men that this is not something that you just have to hold tightly clenched in your fist. You can't let this burden go.
Yeah, such a great testimony, such great news for people to hear. Carla, God bless you, sister. I appreciate you calling in today. Thank you so much.
Okay. Love you, Steve. Bye-bye.
All right, love you too. Talk to you later. Thanks so much. And Carla, what a great testimony, and we need to share that. If you want to share yours, hopefully that perhaps made it a little easier for you to go down this road and talk about it, because you're going to be a blessing to other people. I can guarantee you. I've seen it happen 1,000 times in all these years of doing radio, that God takes these little things we do on the air, and most of the time I don't find out, but sometimes I do. And these things come back around. Sometimes it's weeks, sometimes it's months, sometimes it's years. But it's amazing what God will do with our obedience and with our willingness to share these stories. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Would be honored to give you some time to share today. Let's go to Angelique, who's calling in from North Carolina. Angelique, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was listening to my friend Tori, actually Tori Shaw, giving her testimony, and I was just encouraged to share as well. I had an abortion at 18 years old. I came from a Christian home, went to a Christian school my whole life, and just basically went out into the world and made a mistake, and I ended up in the position to have that choice of whether to keep or to abort my child. My parents, unfortunately, had kicked me out of the home when they found out what I had done, and I completely understand that. I was left with the father of the child's parents, who quickly swept me off to a Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood told me that I would ruin my life. I would destroy my entire life and the life of this child if I kept the baby. Mm-hmm. I did briefly afterwards check and see if there were any adoption options, and I did not go through with that. I had asked a family member specifically, and when that did not pan out, I ended up allowing his family to take me and have that abortion done, and it was the worst mistake of my life.
Yeah.
I'm 41 years old now. I hid it for about 20 years. Wow. And I was actually, I actually became a Christ follower in my early 30s. I had actually gone to church and gone to that school and not been a Christ follower.
Yeah.
So I came to Christ, and he has this way of sanctifying us. And I was introduced to a ladies group and a mutual friend named Megan introduced me to Tori, and Tori was so inviting, and she invited me into her home to talk about my story for the first time, and it was like we had always known each other. It was a common entity in the spirit.
Yeah,
and
wow.
We just spoke on if we could open our mouths and not be silent about this. There is power in our testimony. We need others to know that God did pay for this. Jesus paid for this on the cross. There is no sin so great that his blood does not cover. And because of the power of that, and through Tori's ministry, Not Forgotten, I am able to experience new levels of healing. And Tori invited me to edit her book and to help with the retreat that's going on. And we've been doing that together. And that is all because of God's goodness and his grace. And there's nothing to fear. Jesus paid it all.
That's right. Yeah, and that's such an important thing to remember, that this is not, some people will look at this like it's an unforgivable sin, but it isn't. And as disturbing and as challenging and as heartbreaking as the blood that is spilt literally with abortion, it's even as difficult as that is, that's nowhere near as powerful as the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's so important that people hear that and remember that. And Angelique, thank you so much for calling. I just thank God for you and for your testimony. Thanks so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you later. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. If you want to call in and share, please do that. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. Like Carla, my friend, just said this on Facebook Live. Somebody needs to hear this. Silence is weary. Don't be weary anymore. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, The Steve Noble Show. A difficult subject, but one that we need to revisit on a regular basis as we talk about the life issue, abortion, in this case, healing from abortion, finding healing and help despite the difficulty of that particular sin. And it's so politically charged. You want to change the trajectory of a conversation or a party or a gathering, just bring up the issue of abortion. You know that. And so it can be very difficult, but if you've been down this road, you can find healing. That's why we're talking to Tori Shaw. Not Forgotten Ministries, there's a bunch of them out there. So this one, Tori's in Winston-Salem. You can go to their website. You can get help whether you live there or not. They are notforgotten.com. And this Saturday, September 18th, 4 p.m. in Winston-Salem. There are other locations around the country because it's the National Day of Remembrance. So you can find out about that, the one that they're hosting. Again, they are notforgotten.com. Or you can go to the national website, nationaldayofremembrance.org. I put those links up on Facebook Live. And be a part of that, whether you've had an abortion or not, to honor the children that we've lost and to be a part of healing for moms and dads that have been down that road. Let's go to Kim, who's calling in from North Carolina. Kim, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Steve, I just wondered, do you ever run across any men that accept accountability and really have aches in their heart over abortion that may have been that they may have had part in?
Yeah, that they partook in. Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I haven't met a lot of them, but I've met several. I'd say I probably personally know three or four.
And of those four, two of them have been very outspoken. It comes up regularly when they share their testimony, and they grieve. I mean, I've seen these men weep as a result of what's happening. But I've also seen men at an event that I was at a couple years ago with Dan Forrest, who used to be our lieutenant governor, that a young guy came down in his early 20s, and we watched the movie Unplanned, and I gave guys an opportunity, if they've been down that road, to come down and talk about it and confess that before the Lord and find some healing and some love and some acceptance. And a young guy came down, and then a guy in his 50s came down, and then a guy who was almost 70 came down, who took his girlfriend to a this was prior to Roe versus Wade, had taken his girlfriend to a back alley abortion clinic, watched the whole thing happen. And he had found, when he got saved and eventually, not immediately, but eventually got help and found healing and freedom from what he had done. And these men needed here. That's three guys out of about 80 in that particular circumstance.
Yeah.
But, and I think we need to hear more.
Yeah. Are there any programs for them?
I should have asked Tori that. I know there are. I'll do a little search when I get off the air. So I'll put that up on the Facebook live feed today. I'm sure there are. But most of the time, it's women, and that's one of the problems. We think it's primarily a women's issue. Obviously, it's a man's issue, too. But she's the one that's carrying, so it is different, obviously, for women. But
right.
The man's side is so important. I'm really glad you brought that up, Kim.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Jean, who's calling in from North Carolina. Jean, you're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you for what you're doing.
I
want to let you know, in my opinion, I feel like when someone is in a crisis pregnancy, they're like at a fork in a road, and they have two different roads to take. One, if they take the road of abortion, they're going to have tears throughout their life, possibly, you know, I mean, in Jesus' name, hopefully the tears can go away sooner than later.
Yeah.
And they also will feel like a zero in sometimes. But if you give your child up for adoption, you can have joy, and you can be a hero.
Yep.
So the choices are either tears and feel like a zero, or joy and be someone's hero.
Yeah. Such a powerful point.
I really believe if people would know that, they would choose that path.
Yeah, that's right.
Having joy and being a hero.
Yeah, that's awesome. Jean, what a great point. Thanks so much for calling in and reminding us about that. That's wonderful. God bless
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A hero, which is what you would be because you choose to save the child's life and you bless that child and a couple that wants to adopt. It's really a powerful reality. And that's what happens. And I've seen it happen that all of a sudden people that gave a ride to somebody in the clinic or somebody that's I've seen a grandfather bring a granddaughter. And there's some folks that at the clinic outside that will engage and say, hey, man, what are you doing? You know, you need to be a hero here. You don't need to be an accessory. You need to be a hero. It's such an important point. And praise the Lord that you called in and shared that. Thank you so much, Gene. All right, I want to read this to you because I want you to understand what's going on out there, okay? I'm at Planned Parenthood's website. I easily navigated to abortion, considering abortion, and here's what they tell you. And I want you to hear this. Listen carefully and hear the hiss of the snake, okay? They are very good at this. They know they've got people that are broken, that are scared. They they know we're going to provide you, of course you have to pay for it, with a quote-unquote easy way out. So listen to this. Is abortion the right option for me? This is Planned Parenthood. Abortion is very common, true, and people have abortions for many different reasons. Only you know what's best for you. But good information and support can really help you make the decision that is best for your own health and well-being. Okay, I'm going to give you a little quiz here in a little bit. Why do people decide to have an abortion? This is on the Planned Parenthood website. If you're thinking about having abortion, you're so not alone. Millions of people face unplanned pregnancies every year, and about 4 out of 10 of them decide to get an abortion. You hear that? You're not alone. Some people with planned pregnancies also get abortions because of health or safety reasons. Overall, about 1 in 4 women in the U.S. will have an abortion by the time they're 45 years old. Everybody's doing it. That's kind of the line of thinking. Can you hear it? Can you hear the hiss of the snake? Sometimes the decision is simple. Other times, it's complicated. But either way, the decision to have an abortion is personal, and you're the only one who can make it. You hear that? Hear that hiss? Everyone has their own unique and valid reasons for having an abortion. Some of the many different reasons people decide to end a pregnancy include they want to be the best possible parent to the kids they already have. That's just so sick. They're not ready to be a parent yet. It's not a good time in their life to have a baby. They want to finish school, focus on work, or achieve other goals before having a baby. They're not in a relationship with someone they want to have a baby with. They're in an abusive relationship or were sexually assaulted. The pregnancy is dangerous or bad for their health. The fetus won't survive the pregnancy or will suffer after birth. They just don't want to be pregnant. Deciding to have an abortion doesn't mean you don't want or love children. Translate that. You're not a monster. In fact, 6 out of 10 people who get abortions already have kids. Let that sink in. And many of them decide to end their pregnancies so they can focus on the children they already have. Wow, what a good parent. And people who aren't already parents when they get an abortion often go on to have a baby later when they feel they're in a better position to be a good parent. The bottom line is, deciding if and when to have a baby is very personal, and only you know what's the best for you and your family. What can I think about to help me decide? This is Planned Parenthood. Family, relationships, school, work, life goals, health, safety, and personal beliefs. People think carefully about these things before having an abortion. But you're the only person walking in your shoes and the only person who can decide whether to have an abortion. The decision is 100% yours. Here are some things to consider if you're thinking about an abortion. Am I ready to be a parent? And there's a link. Would I consider adoption? And a link. What would it mean for my future if I had a child now? What would it mean for my family if I had a child now? On and on and on. Decisions about your pregnancy are deeply personal. You hold the power to make the decisions that are best for you in order to stay on your own path to a healthy and meaningful life. Did you catch that? You have a child before you want one? When you're young, you cannot. That's basically what they're saying. You cannot ever be on a path to a healthy and meaningful life. You blew it. It's all over. There are lots of things to consider, and it's totally normal to have many different feelings and thoughts when making this decision. That's why it's important to get factual, non-judgmental information about abortion. Support from family, friends, partners, and other people who you trust can also be helpful. But at the end of the day, only you know what's right for you. Okay? Am I ready to be a parent? Let's follow that link. Is parenting the right option for me? Why do people decide to become parents? If you're facing an unplanned pregnancy, you're not alone. About half of all the women in the U.S. have an unplanned pregnancy at some point. People who are pregnant have 3 options, parenting, having an abortion, or doing adoption. Am I ready for a baby? Do I want to start a family now? Am I ready to be totally responsible for all my child's needs? Will I be able to raise my child in a loving and healthy home? Can I afford to raise a child right now? What kind of support will I have from my family, my friends, and my partner, the father? What would have a baby right now mean for my future? How would having a baby right now affect my family or other children? Just pile on, pile on, and pile on. Okay? If you've been indifferent or think Planned Parenthood's about pap smears and helping women, you need to wake up. You need to wake up. This is as satanic as it gets. You know who gets no mention in this Planned Parenthood approach? Who gets no mention? Who is not part of the scenario? Who's not part of the picture? Who doesn't matter? The baby. Who's front and center in the Planned Parenthood narrative? Who's the star of the show? You are. You make the rules. You make the decision. You have the power. You have the control. You're the boss. I'm the boss of me. Which, to go biblical on you, is nothing less or nothing short of idolatry. That's all it is. It's just idolatry. You're on the throne, nobody else. Not the dad, not the baby, definitely not God. You're on the throne. That's idolatry. And that's what they're selling. It's satanic to the core. So there you go. That's the deal. There's Planned Parenthood for you. Should you hate Planned Parenthood? Yes, you should. Do we hate people that work at Planned Parenthood? No. I hate what they do. I hate their employer. I hate Planned Parenthood. But we need to pray for and intercede on behalf of the people that work there. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.